Hey, dear students, are you ready for some true silliness? And I refer specifically to technical analysis. Now, way back at the beginning of the semester, I told you, if you wanted to be a prudent, long-term oriented, patient investor, we could help you. But if you want to be a short-term trader, speculator, get in, get out, you came, maybe you didn't come to the right place. And part of that is I just have not a very good sense of how to do it myself, so how can I help you to do it? Plus, all the tools that I've seen people use to do it, to me, just seem like pure silliness. So let's take a look at just one of many websites. This one's free, and so is MarketWatches. Yahoo and MarketWatch are the free ones. But there are other free ones, but there are also other places that want you to pay for their systems. And hey, you decide it's your money. So let's take a look at United Technologies. You ever hear of them? They're one of the Dow components. Otis Elevators, I think they sold off the helicopter division. Pratt & Whitney Jet Engines, they used to own Sikorsky. So UTX, I knew that, but maybe you didn't. You could type United Technologies. So we'll type United Technologies, and here many of you have been using Yahoo, and this should look familiar, right? There's the graph. Now what we're going to do is we're going to now use their technical analysis tools. So we go to chart, and here's the interactive chart. Now it usually defaults to 1 year. I'm going to switch it to 5 years. Switch it to 5 years. Now you have to be careful because it's a little twitchy. There's the 5 years from, there it goes back to July, 2014. Now, here's what we're interested in. Technical indicators. There are dozens of these things, folks. Dozens of these. There's the commonly used one and all the indicators that, of course, if you knew how to use correctly, you would never have to be a long-term investor. You could make money every day and never work again. Right. Anyway, we'll just take a look at the most common and the oldest one and the certainly easiest one to understand, and that's the moving average. What they do is they default to a 50-day moving average, and notice they're going to use purple. Now, what does that mean? Let's save that, and Eric shows up. That means here, the blue is the price as it bounces up and down. By going back 50 days, you smooth out the erratic price bouncing up and down by creating a 50-day moving average. Every day you go back 50 days, and then you compute that average, and then the next day you go back 50 days, and you see it smoothed out. Now what we're going to do is we're going to overlay that with another moving average, which is typically the 200-day moving average. Some people use the 50-day and the 15-day, the 20-day and the 50-day. You decide, but this is the one that you, let's change the color to red. You decide which ones you want to use, because this is typically the ones that they use. They call it the, we'll do it in a minute, but they use the 50-day in purple, or whatever that color is, and then the 200-day in red. See, the 200-day is much smoother. Now, when the 50-day goes below the 200-day, that's called the death cross. That's supposed to be a time to sell. Well, guess what? The time to sell was back here, if you're going to do it for the short term, or actually up here, right? But that the technical indicators didn't show us that. So this is the death cross. Well, it's too late. The stock started going up. And then when the 50-day crosses over on the plus side, the 200-day, that's called the golden cross, and that's the time you're supposed to buy. Well, yeah, in this case, it actually kind of worked okay for you because it went above there in, what was that, early spring 2017, and then UTX, United Technologies, actually did a pretty darn good rise from 110 to 140 or so. But now it's on the downhill. Now it's sort of gone down. But did the technical indicator warn us of that? No. But someone would say, oh, you missed the other technical indicators. I would have told you it's time to sell right at $142. Yeah, right, sure, buddy. Anyway, that's play with that. Play with that with whatever stocks you're interested in. Maybe you love technical analysis. Now, there's another website called MarketWatch, which I think is actually a pretty good website, but their technical indicators tools are, you know, I don't think they're very easy to use. Let's search for UTX again, United Technologies. Oh, yeah, I found it. There it is. And then theirs is built right into this page right there. See, it says Advanced Charting. You click on Advanced Charting, and for some reason, I can't get it to work for the 5-year. The 200-day moving average doesn't work well for the 5-year. But as long as you keep it to a... Where is it? Hello. Come here, darling. It's gone. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. It's taking a while. So here's all... See, it's, if you stick it with 1 year, it works fine. But if you go to 5-year, the 200-day moving average doesn't work very well. Notice they put the 50-day moving average by default. They give you the 50-day moving average by default. So we're going to now edit and ask for a 200-day moving. See, the 20-day was the second default. A lot of people use the 50 and 20-day. So we're going to do the 50 and 200-day and then close that. And that seems to work. And here you see it going, you know, it goes, it sort of goes below, but it doesn't really. It sort of sits there. So yes, you're supposed to wait for it really to go below, but it kind of went below. And then it went above. So that was a good sign, supposedly, and it went from 120 to 40. And then, see, this is 1 year. And then it goes below here, so that was supposed to be a good time to sell, and it turns out that actually kind of worked that way. So you play with technical tools. And then, of course, you could play with all these other indicators. MarketWatch doesn't have anywhere near as many indicators, or maybe they do, but I just don't know how to use it, as a Yahoo. But there are dozens of other websites here and other indicators. Here are the Bollinger Bands. I don't know what. People talk about them a lot. I don't know. So these are the different. They don't have as many indicators as Yahoo, but they still have a lot. And then playing with different events and charts and news density, I guess, how many stories about the company. So you decide. So now what's your assignment? It's a bonus assignment. You don't have to do it. But as we say in the commentary for the bonus assignment, all you have to do is convince me that you know what you're doing, because I don't know what I'm doing. And so if you convince me that you know what you're doing, that's probably going to be fairly easy to do. Because whatever I've read about technical analysis, whatever I've seen people do, I would just love to see their long-term results and see how well they've done. Have they been able to average 9, 10, 11%? Oh, I did 80% this one day. Negative 50% every other day. So you decide. But all you have to do in the assignment is convince me you know what you're doing, even though you don't know what you're doing, because I don't know what I'm doing, so what difference does it make? But if you can sound convincing, then you could become a technical analyst on Wall Street and make tons of money and be, yeah, well, you decide. Anyway, so dear students, be prepared for some silliness, and who knows, you might actually like technical analysis. I hope not. Anyway, that's your money. But I think fundamental analysis, where we do our research and look at the company and their competitors and their earnings and their future dividends and the market for their products and their competitors and suppliers and customers. Yeah, that's the ticket. Not just looking at squiggles on a line. Yes. What you'll hear people say is, you know, the problem with a fundamental analysis is they think the company is just a company and not a stock. And the people who like technical analysis think that the company is a stock and not a company. So, yeah, I think I'm with the fundamentalist. Keep up the great work, dear students. And we are basically finished with our coverage and analysis and all the good stuff we did with stocks. Cool? All right, because now we're ready for... Bond.